loved your daily dose of inspiration with your Morning Boost. Now, AWB Adventures brings you the complete picture. Welcome to AWB's Boost Bundle, where we've combined all the valuable insights from this week's episodes into one convenient listen. Your leadership deep dive starts now.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, the podcast designed to give you, our incredible school leaders, the insights and inspiration you need to conquer your day. Happy Monday. Happy August. Holy cow, this year is just flying by. And here we are. It is August. We're kicking off the first Monday of August with our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five, a handpicked selection of valuable articles that are featured in the Grundmeier Leader Services newsletter, which that is produced every month by AWB Education. If you didn't receive the August 1st issue last Friday, please reach out to us and we will be sure to get you on that list immediately. Today, we're focusing on a piece that challenges our assumptions about student interaction in a digital age. We will be breaking down a fascinating study from EdWeek that reveals how a significant portion of teenagers feel talking to a chatbot is just as satisfying as a conversation with a real person. And we will explore what this profound shift means for our schools. Now, the first article from this month's Fitting Five, a piece in EdWeek titled, "1/3 of Teens Are as Satisfied Talking to a Chatbot as a Real Person," presents a finding that is both startling and essential for us to understand. The research from Common Sense Media highlights that a significant number of teenagers are turning to AI companions for everything, from social connection to emotional support. The why is what's most critical for school leaders. These chatbots offer judgment-free, always-available interaction. For us as educators, this isn't about fear, it's about a call to action. We must recognize that while AI can be a powerful learning tool, its growing role in our students' lives means we need to double down on what makes a school truly special: authentic human connection. For example, if a student is struggling with a personal issue or a difficult assignment, they may be tempted to turn to a chatbot for a quick answer rather than engaging in a more valuable conversation with a teacher or a counselor. This signals a need to intentionally build environments where students feel safe, seen, and heard by the real people around them. This isn't about competing with technology. It's about ensuring that we are actively cultivating the kind of genuine, empathetic relationships that no algorithm can ever replicate. So to wrap up today's dive into this pivotal article, the main takeaway is a crucial reminder that as our students' world becomes more digital, our commitment to fostering human connection must become even stronger. The fact that many teens are finding solace in chatbots challenges us to look inward and how we can make our schools the most supportive, accessible, and empathetic places they know. This is an opportunity to highlight the irreplaceable value of a caring teacher who offers a listening ear, a principal who knows a student's name, or a counselor who provides guidance with genuine compassion. It's a powerful lesson that the most important technology in our schools will always be the human heart. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, and here we go. Welcome to August. We will talk with you again tomorrow. Ever wish there was a central hub where educators could truly connect? A place to not just learn, but to share your incredible journey and insights with others who get it? Welcome to AWB Education. We believe that when educators come together, we all grow stronger. It's a dedicated space for you to share your knowledge, promote your work, and tell your story to a receptive audience of your peers. Think of it as an open invitation. Want to widen your reach and impact more students and teachers? Are you looking to broaden your influence in education? Or perhaps you just want to amplify your knowledge by learning from others? Our commitment is unwavering. AWB Education is and always will be free to contribute to and to get valuable information from. We believe in open access and the power of shared wisdom. Our community is always growing, and we can't wait to hear from you. Join us today and become a part of something special. Amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. This is AWB. Welcome to Morning Boost, the podcast dedicated to equipping you, our incredible school leaders, with the insights and encouragement you need for a fantastic day. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back. We are continuing our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five, and today we're focusing on a powerful article from the Grundmeier Leader Services newsletter titled, Do the Day, Don't Let the Day Do You. This piece challenges us to re-examine how we spend our time and energy and how to consider the profound difference between being a reactive problem solver and a proactive, purpose-driven leader. We'll explore how to take control of your day, your priorities, and your focus. So the focus today is on the vital message from the article, Do the Day, Don't Let the Day Do You. Our author, Dr. P.J. Capozzi, opens with a powerful story about an NHL player, T.J. Oshie, and a quote that inspired him. Today I will give all I have, for this moment may never come again. Oshie's own reflection that this is the only thing he has full control over is the perfect anchor for this topic. The article argues that as leaders, we often get a deceptive feeling of accomplishment from being professional problem solvers and fire putter outers. We confuse motion with progress and responsiveness with leadership. For a school leader, this could be spending the entire day answering emails and handling minor student issues, and at the end of the day, feeling busy, but not truly moving the school forward in a meaningful way. The article urges us to stop drifting and start driving. This isn't about working harder. It's about being deliberate with our energy and priorities. It's about anchoring to our purpose instead of chasing urgency. The advice is clear. Take full responsibility for the time you have and lead with a clear intention. To wrap up, the key takeaway from today's article is a simple yet profound challenge to reclaim our role as proactive leaders. By refusing to let the day dictate our actions, we can create space to focus on what truly matters. This approach not only makes us more effective in our roles, but also brings a deeper sense of fulfillment, reminding us why we have become school leaders in the first place. The most successful leaders aren't the ones who are just the busiest. They are the ones who are the most deliberate, modeling for everyone in their building what it means to lead with purpose and urgency. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll be back again tomorrow with another article from The Fitting Five. But until that time, have a wonderful day, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
Have you listened to Control Shift Lead, the new podcast from AWB Education and Inspired Edification?
I think about like a Ryan Sandberg. He kept everything simple.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed with the basics.
Mm-hmm.
He was never flashy. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that people liked a lot about him.
Yeah.
And he's loyal to the Cubs. And
yeah.
Man, we were all loyal to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes, and that's kind of a set of words I like to live by. That's the power of simple.
Nice.
You know, there's a lot of power in that. And I think as educators, certainly educational leaders, we forget about the power of simple.
If not, you are missing out. Every month, Jim and Adam bring you three things: something you can control, something that will shift your thinking, and something that can help you lead your school district or building.
Well, with not just our students, but with our staff as well. And I think of the word vulnerable comes to mind.
All the time. Yep.
So I'm not going to be vulnerable if I'm not feeling safe mentally or physically.
Mm-hmm.
I need our staff to be that vulnerable because I need them to feel comfortable to take risks,
mm-hmm.
try some things, because every learner, we know that the complexities of all that.
Yep, yep.
So I was talking to a friend of mine. I was telling, Susan's a therapist, and we were talking, and I was mentioning to her about, I think I leveled up when I became vulnerable with the staff. And I was talking about how I shared my true purpose.
Search for Control Shift Lead wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
Welcome to Your Morning Boost, the podcast dedicated to equipping you, all of our incredible school leaders, with the insights and encouragement you need for a fantastic day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Today, we are continuing our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five, and we are focusing on a critical aspect of school leadership, which is student motivation. We will be exploring a powerful strategy highlighted in an article from EdWeek that suggests a simple policy change could fundamentally shift how our students approach their work. Today, we're going to take this a step further, adding a critical nuance to ensure this practice truly fosters deep learning and avoids a potential trap of simply chasing points. So our focus today is on a thought-provoking article from EdWeek titled, What Would Motivate Teens to Work Harder in School? The Chance to Redo Assignments. The article presents a compelling argument that one of the most effective ways to boost student motivation isn't through stricter grading or more consequences, but through a thoughtful, well-structured redo policy. And this is where we add our own layer of thought. We as leaders must ensure that through standards reference practices, we do not fall into the trap of simply redoing, but rather focusing on reassessing. The goal isn't to create a culture of students just chasing points. Instead, the most effective system is one that allows students multiple opportunities to show they have mastered a standard through multiple and varied assessments. For example, a student might initially fail a writing assignment on a particular standard. Instead of simply letting them rewrite the same paper for a new grade, we could offer a different smaller-scale reassessment, perhaps a new short paragraph or an oral defense of their understanding if that matches the standard. This shifts the focus from the singular artifact to the demonstration of mastery itself, building crucial skills like accountability and true ownership over their learning. It's an approach that doesn't just improve grades, it builds crucial skills, all of which are invaluable beyond the classroom. The article highlights that by giving students a clear path to improvement, we are empowering them to become active participants of their education, not just passive recipients of a grade. And we can do so with even greater intentionality by focusing on reassessment. So the key takeaway from this article is that well-designed redo policies can be a powerful lever for change in our schools, especially when we reframe it as a reassessment policy focused on standards mastery. It's an approach that communicates to students that their learning journey is more important than their initial performance and fosters a school culture where mistakes are seen as opportunities for growth, not as failures. A story comes to mind of a high school principal who implemented this standards-based reassessment policy across her school. Initially met with skepticism, the policy ultimately led to not only measurable increase in student engagement, but also a deeper understanding among students of what they actually needed to learn. This simple but intentional shift transformed the school's culture, and more importantly, changed how students saw themselves as learners and what success truly meant. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back again tomorrow and Friday to wrap up our deep dive into the Fitting Five. Again, if you do not already get this newsletter, please reach out to us here at AWB Education. We will get you on that mailing list so you get that again when it comes out on September 1st. Otherwise, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Good morning, school leaders. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost, the podcast designed to give you the insights you need to lead with purpose and clarity. As we continue our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five, today we are looking at a thought-provoking article that redefines what it means to be a truly effective leader in a world increasingly shaped by artificial intelligence. We will be exploring why the classic combination of IQ and EQ is no longer enough and introducing a new critical form of intelligence that is becoming the ultimate differentiator for success. Stay with us as we unpack the power of CQ, or contextual intelligence. All right, we are back. Our focus today is on a fascinating article from Fast Company titled, In the Age of AI, IQ and EQ Are No Longer Enough, Here's Why. The article argues that while logical intelligence, IQ, and emotional intelligence, EQ, have long been the cornerstones of effective leadership, the rise of AI changes this game. With AI capable of processing data with incredible speed and even generating emotionally nuanced responses, the most valuable human skill is shifting. The article introduces a new imperative, contextual intelligence, or CQ. This isn't just about what you know, IQ, or how you feel, EQ. It's about your ability to understand the bigger picture, to read the unwritten rules, and to apply your knowledge in a way that is deeply relevant to a specific environment. For a school leader, this means an AI can provide data on student test scores and even suggest a template for parent communication, our IQ and EQ. But only a leader with a strong CQ can truly grasp the unique history of their community, the dynamics of their school culture, and the individual circumstances of a family to lead with genuine wisdom and effectiveness. CQ is what allows a leader to make decisions that aren't just correct on paper, but are also sensitive and effective in practice. In a nutshell, the article's message is that in a world where AI handles the data and the routine, the ultimate human advantage is the ability to connect the dots and lead with wisdom. This means cultivating an awareness of the unique context in which you operate every single day. A great example is a principal who, in the midst of a challenging budget season, not only understood the numbers, IQ, and the emotional toll on her staff, EQ, but also drew on her deep CQ to see how a new community partnership could be a creative solution to a problem that seemed insurmountable. She leveraged her understanding of the local ecosystem to solve the issue in a way that AI alone never could have, reminding us that the most valuable form of leadership will always be a uniquely and profound human. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll be back again tomorrow to wrap up this week as we dive into our Fitting Five. But once again, have a wonderful Thursday. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, leaders, and happy Friday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. What a week it has been, and we are wrapping up our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five with an article that offers a perfect and inspiring closing thought. Today, we're focusing on a piece that challenges us to reevaluate our educational priorities and to think critically about what skills truly matter most in the 21st century. We will be discussing how to shift our focus from just teaching content to empowering our students with the foundational skills they need to thrive in an ever-changing world. Today, we're focusing on a powerful article from Creativity Post titled, Let's Start Teaching the Skills That Matter Most. The article makes a compelling case that in an age of abundant information and rapid technological change, the ultimate premium is placed not on what you know, but on how you think. It advocates for prioritizing skills like critical thinking, creativity, and problem solving.
For a school leader, this means moving beyond a curriculum focused solely on content mastery to one that is rich in opportunities for students to apply their knowledge in novel ways. A great example of this would be implementing project-based learning initiatives across your school that challenge students to design a solution for a real-world community problem. It allows them to use their knowledge of science, math, and social studies in a truly integrated way. This approach teaches students to collaborate, to be resilient in the face of failure, and to be innovative. It's an educational model that recognizes that with AI tools and instant access to information, our role is not to fill students' minds with facts, but to equip them with the ability to ask great questions, to connect disparate ideas, and to create something new. This is what truly prepares them to be lifelong learners and engaged citizens. To wrap up our deep dive into the Fitting Five this week, this final article reminds us that our greatest legacy as school leaders will be in the skills we instill in our students. We've seen this week that leadership is about being intentional, fostering human connection, and cultivating a growth-oriented culture. And it all culminates in this. Our ultimate mission is to prepare students to be creative thinkers and problem solvers. If you want to revisit any of the articles we've discussed this week or explore some older issues, you can find these by visiting our webpage at www.awbeducation.org and clicking on our partners page. We hope this week's discussions have provided you with a boost of inspiration and clarity, and I hope you have a wonderful end to your week. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Friday. Thank you for listening. As usual, we will talk with you again next week.
Thank you for tuning into AWB's Boost Bundle. We trust this collection of your Morning Boost episodes has given you a powerful end to your week. For more daily inspiration and actionable advice, be sure to subscribe to your Morning Boost wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next week for more ways to amplify your leadership.